the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A federal judge in New Hampshire today paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Wendy Gillette begins our coverage.
This injunction is really important.
The president and CEO of the New York Immigration Coalition, Murad Awada, is celebrating the judge's ruling that certifies a class action lawsuit covering all children affected by the executive order. He says differing judicial orders would be highly problematic.
It would be creating chaos across states and then chaos across the country.
The judge allowed a week-long period for appeals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Linda Kenyon has White House reaction.
White House spokesman Harrison Fields called the decision, quote, an unlawful attempt to circumvent the Supreme Court's clear order. He added the Trump administration will be fighting vigorously against what he termed rogue district court judges.
Student activist Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained by federal agents for protests against the war in Gaza, is suing. He's seeking $20 million in damages from the Trump administration.
They tried something. It failed. But still, the harm is already there.
His lawyers are alleging false imprisonment and malicious prosecution. More than 170 people are still missing from the Texas floods. With each day, hopes are fading, but they have no plans to stop searching. Karen Wall reports from Kerrville.
We still hear helicopters flying up ahead. We still see boat rescue crews, ATVs, canines, drones. NASA is sending two aircraft with the sensor technologies.
New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham gave an update today on the recovery there from deadly floods.
We respond to the emergency. 65 swift water rescues. Then we start to do the short-term recovery. And given that we're in monsoon season, this pattern repeats itself over and over again.
The State Department's moving ahead with its reorganization plan. Spokeswoman Tammy Bruce says it's an entity that's grown unsustainable over the years, with elements still related to the Cold War.
When something is too large to operate, too bureaucratic to actually function and to deliver projects or action, it has to change.
Treating your dog for fleas?
Dog owners in the United States could soon have a new option to protect their pets from fleas and ticks for up to a year with a single shot, after the FDA approved a new long-acting injectable version of Merck's medication Bravecto.
CBS's Alexander Tin. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed 192 points up. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual...
I told him this would happen.
For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas, and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Paul McCartney is hitting the road again.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
83-year-old McCartney has just announced his first full North American tour since 2022. He'll kick it off in Palm Desert, California, September 29th, then hit cities including Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Atlanta, New Orleans, Chicago, and Montreal. Tickets go on pre-sale next Tuesday for people who pre-register on the tour website. General ticket sales begin July 18th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A Belgian watchdog is warning the country's drowning under a flood of small packages from China. Low-value parcels arriving in Europe tripled last year to 3 million a day. That's taxing customs services and inspections. Last year, 4.5 billion small packages entered Europe, more than 145 per second. This is CBS News.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight upper 60s and a high tomorrow in the mid-80s. More storms around on Saturday, then drying out into Sunday as the humidity drops. Right now it's 73.
Ba 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 ba. You got me rockin' and a rollin', rockin' and a reelin', bobberin', ba 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 ba.
Years, Racine's home for local news. Now the timeless hits two high just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow. No baseball tonight. Brewers are off until tomorrow. So we've got a whole evening of timeless hits to roll through. Doesn't get much more timeless than the Beatles. It's Get Back.
Get back. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
Sadly, we do it every week, right? Monday, Monday, Mamas and Papas on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Here we are rolling into a summer night. Little cool lakefront breeze coming in this evening and some storms possible later tonight. Nonetheless, middle of summer, and here we are with the perfect summer soundtrack.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another pleasant valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
With a Pleasant Valley Sunday on WRJN for 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. And a little fun at our website, WRJN.com, a new weekly poll questions up there. It's nothing heavy, just something we ask you to do for a little bit of fun now and then. Looking for your opinion on our feature called You're the Judge, sponsored by The Hog Lawyers, the lawyer that rides. Call 888-999-6644 for The Hog Lawyer and take our poll. See what the question is this week online at WRJN.com.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouthwatering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. insured by NCUA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's WRJN. Working through a Thursday night. No baseball tonight. Brewers back on the air tomorrow night as they kick off a new series. Hopefully win out before the All-Star break. We'll be here all next week with Timeless Hits, including songs like this from the Spencer Davis Group.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday, leftover memories of Sunday, always spent with you before the clouds appear to took away.
And timeless hits on WRJN. The rainy day feeling. The fortunes could see some rain late tonight in the forecast as a little more humidity rolls in. We'll see showers and thunderstorms possible overnight throughout the day tomorrow, even some early on Saturday. But Sunday looks like a great day. Low 80s and a slight lake breeze on Sunday. Enjoying July in Racine right along the lakefront with timeless hits from Petula Clark.
what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
would travel in show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around, lay their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
I tried.
Satisfaction, Stones on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Hey, glad you're here. Chris Morrow rolling through Thursday night. Brewers are off tonight. They're back on tomorrow evening, and we'll have the game for you. It starts at 6:35 tomorrow as the Nationals come into town, and we try to wrap up our first half of the season with the All-Star break next week. Nationals all this weekend. Brewer Baseball on WRJN, brought to you by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. If you want to catch the entire Brewer schedule, you can find it with so many other things at our website, WRJN.com.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues as Chicago Blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Come on.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Raiders back on the air this Saturday night. They're playing in Michigan, so the game's a little early at 5:45 for the pregame. Getting close to the end of the regular season. Playoffs just ahead.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN and CBS News coming up at 7 o'clock. Updates on all the big news in Texas and around the world. Then we are back with more timeless hits in just a bit, including the Beach Boys. I've got the Guess Who coming up and more from CCR all on the way after the 7 o'clock news. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you. CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A federal judge in New Hampshire today paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Wendy Gillette begins our coverage.
This injunction is really important.
The president and CEO of the New York Immigration Coalition, Murad Awada, is celebrating the judge's ruling that certifies a class action lawsuit covering all children affected by the executive order. He says differing judicial orders would be highly problematic.
It would be creating chaos across states and then chaos across the country.
The judge allowed a week-long period for appeals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Linda Kenyon has White House reaction.
White House spokesman Harrison Fields called the decision, quote, an unlawful attempt to circumvent the Supreme Court's clear order. He added the Trump administration will be fighting vigorously against what he termed rogue district court judges.
Student activist Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained by federal agents for protests against the war in Gaza, is suing. He's seeking $20 million in damages from the Trump administration.
They tried something. It failed. But still, the harm is already there.
His lawyers are alleging false imprisonment and malicious prosecution. More than 170 people are still missing from the Texas floods. With each day, hopes are fading, but they have no plans to stop searching. Karen Wall reports from Kerrville.
We still hear helicopters flying up ahead. We still see boat rescue crews, ATVs.